I was climbing steps the other day at Presidential Towers training, and I had the Fanfare for Rocky theme on. It's nice.
While you were running up the stairs at Presidential Towers for your training,
yeah,
I was with my trainer over at Hi-Fi Fitness.
Scott decided to change his life first of the year. He decided to eat right and get in shape. And on the phone with us is his trainer, Joe Martinez, from Creative Fitness. You know, it probably hurts us, Joe, that we talk about food for a half hour on end, and then we wonder why we eat poorly.
Oh, no. No. As long as you're in a healthy dialogue around it, I think it's okay to be chatting about. Unless you're talking about nachos.
Since we have a new audience, I need to explain. Scott's biggest weakness is nachos. That's probably your biggest weakness, don't you think?
Nachos, pizza, and Chinese food.
Well, yeah.
I mean, those nachos, pizza, and Chinese food is my biggest problem.
Joe, how bad are nacho chips and just regular chips in general?
It's kind of a trick question. The reason chips are so bad is because they come in a bag and there's like a, whatever, 700 in a bag. So they're a problem because people get a bag and they eat a lot of them. If I eat four or five baked tortilla chips, that's all good, all gravy.
Yeah,
so there's some ways around it. I go for lentil chips, by the way. Cut it out.
No. Joe Martinez, dude, you are back on my good side. I'm no longer mad that you're my trainer. No, dude, lentil chips are fantastic.
Lentil chips.
And you can get them at Whole Foods. Yeah. I get ones that have a little bit of dill flavor in them.
Okay.
I don't know if I can say it. Plum Market has got, like, the carte blanche assortment, and every bag is, like, geometrically placed on the
well, cover. How many calories compared to regular chips?
I think it's like a third or a half. I want to say, like, a serving of regular chips is like 180, 120, and they're down to like 40 or 60.
Oh, man.
No, lentil, I've had them. I put a little piece of turkey lunch meat on them, and no, they're good.
Wow.
They're good. Yeah.
Chips are empty calories. Those are rough. How come we don't have Joe on our stair climbing team? I mean, this talk about the fittest person we all know. Joe, what are you doing on Sunday, March 9th?
March 9th. Oh, I'm out of town on a retreat. I'm
going
to retreat in Wisconsin, a personal growth retreat. Yeah, I skated by that one. I'd be happy to do one of those in the future, though.
I trained on Tuesday. I'm going to do it again tomorrow. I'm going to run up the Presidential Towers.
Joe,
you
and I, we started working out together on January 2nd, and it is now the 20th of February, and I am down like 11 pounds or 12 pounds, somewhere right in there. And, you and I work out for about 45 minutes or so a couple times a week over at Hi-Fi at Chicago and Orleans, and I'm sweating and out of breath, and my face is red, and I'm straining, and I'm sore the next day. Pete McMurray went training to run up these stairs the other day. He did it on his own. He got into Presidential Towers, and they let him run up the stairs. How long do you think it took Pete to run up 49 flights of stairs?
And just for the record, I did not run. I walked fast. You can't run upstairs. You'll have a heart attack.
I want Joe to guess how long it took, because this was shocking to me.
49 flights.
Okay, I see. I'm walking up a flight of stairs now. I would say, 49. An accurate guess, if I had to put money on it, I would say somewhere around 15, 20 minutes.
That is incorrect. You guys would be surprised, because a normal person can get up those stairs in probably 10 minutes. I did it in 8.
Nice!
8 minutes.
But there you go,
for
man.
A normal person, if you're just walking up, you think, okay, 49 flights. Well, you got 10 stairs. So you got 5 and 5. So 10 stairs each floor. It doesn't take that long.
I don't know. I was shocked by that.
Nice. Good for you. Good. And then how'd you feel when you were done?
I did it 3 times.
Okay. So you said that wasn't anything, and I'm going to do it again.
Yes. Because
good for you.
You got to train, and I know I'm going to have to do more than one tower.
So can you, Joe, can you tell Pete what we did when we met together on Tuesday, the routine that you put me through, and talk about the stuff? Because I don't know how to explain it correctly.
Sure. So we did we had a conformed or a version of a burpee for Scott we were doing before. But now he walks on down, does a push-up, comes on back up.
Nice.
We're going to probably, again, we are in a transition mode, so we're going to really up the game on some of these exercises. We did some kickboxing. Normally he throws some punches and kicks at me. Now we're doing a good, he's kind of like leaning against me, so we do a combo. He does a punch kick combo, and then he pushes against the large shield I'm holding, and I push against him, and it's almost like pushing against a car with, you know, two men's force for about 10 steps, and he does the combo again. So he repeats that. That's a fave of mine. It's a good, like, ultimate fighting type exercise. Then we've added some weight to the squats.
Nice.
Just doing squat before. It's important with the squats. It's key. It's key. My trainer kicks my butt on this. It's important to make sure that the form is really pretty. So he's kind of gotten that down, and now we're adding weight to it, and still working on that form. So squats, kickboxing, the walk down, push-ups or burpees. And I think that's kind of the gist of it. And then, of course, this core, some core exercises. But we worked those three, several sets of those really hard. And I don't like to do tons and tons of stuff because then it confuses the person, and we're kind of getting a little
confused.
A little results,
Scott,
all over the place.
I get confused really easy. Like, he's like, hit with your left, hit with your right, hit with your left, hit with your right, then kick with your right. I go, where am I kicking? What?
Let me just say, yeah, the reason that we have Joe on the air is because, number one, we want to motivate people. Number two, we want to show your progress on the air. But something, Joe, you do that other trainers don't do, or necessarily other people don't do if they don't have a trainer, you're trying to change Scott's mindset and his mentality. That's what you did, and that's what I love.
Thanks. No, that's, you got to kind of get there. I can have the most effectiveness in Scott's overall life without being, you know, creepy and weird. Mm-hmm. If we can start practicing some of a healthier dialogue to have to ourselves, and then the more I'm catching it, then Scott will start catching it. And I think Scott gave me some credit around that the other day, that now he's kind of catching his inner dialogue and playing with some new words and some new ways to say things so that we're nice to ourselves. It's way easier to perform well when we're nicer to ourselves. And that's my one beef with alcohol, because for most people, I don't get too far here, but the next day after drinking, people aren't the nicest to themselves.
Right.
You make bad food choices.
Right.
You make bad couch
decisions.
Well, and
just like, you wake up, like, you know, yeah, all that, and this is the inner dialogue is usually just not as healthy.
Right.
As if after climbing 49 flights of stairs.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of cool. Like an example of what he's talking about is, I don't like, but I've learned to do them better. I don't like walking down the yoga mat with my hands. Like, I stay standing up, and then I fall down, and I walk to the edge of the mat, and then walk back up with my hands, and then stand up. I don't like doing those. And I was like, I hate these. Like, okay, well, let's think of another way to explain these that you do like about it. And you know what? We don't ever say, I hate doing these. We just say, how many more do you have left? Or we say, what does this do? You know, it's always, let's not talk about the negative out of anything.
Yep, it's a positive, and that's the thing with Joe. He brings out the positive. And that's what I love. I think that's the best part.
Thanks. Yeah.
And I'm happy to see progress. I mean, to see double digit loss makes me feel good about the time and the energy and the, well, I don't know if I want to go do this, but I better go do it. It's now sort of like, okay, well, let's try to do another double digits this month.
And just for the record, 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, when you were a little hungover on a Sunday, you got up and worked out.
I did. And I felt better after it.
That's the best way to get rid of a hangover.
Now, one thing that I will honestly admit, because I know there's people listening, mm-hmm, that are thinking, oh, he's just being amazing at it. There are times that I'm not being amazing at this. You know, Joe and I, like this week, we were only able to see each other on Tuesday. So I'll fully admit, I took 2 days off from working out, and I kind of muster up more like chutzpah towards getting back at it tomorrow. Like, all right, I got a break. I allowed myself a break. It felt good not to go do it, but right now let's feel great doing it again.
And yeah, it's beautiful.
I know. I like I I will tell you, I felt bad the past 2 days because I know you would want me to work out, but I go, you know what? It's not your life. It's my life, and I've got to make my own rules within reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? I'm not going to work out. You know, I'm going to not make bad food decisions, but I'm not going to work out. I'm going to just chill out and enjoy it because work has been busy lately with our new hours.
Anything's much easier when you make it a habit, right, Joe? So you got to make everything a habit. If you want to exercise on a regular basis, you got to do it at the same time every single week. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. For the best results. And I want to just address what Scott said, because it kind of ties into what you just said, Pete, is he's making a habit out of back, like he's making a habit out of being okay with what quote unquote backsliding. So before, what I remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, Scott, there was like almost if you slipped, you kind of went down a downward spiral and it would be like, you would stop doing something for a long period of time. And it seems like there's a new mindset, and the habit is, I'm okay that I've done it for a few days, but then there is some chutzpah, as you said, to get back on the horse.
Yeah, this time feels different. My working out this round, because I've lost weight two or three times over the past 15 years. I've lost 36 some odd pounds. It's been great, but I've just, you know, not stuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, you know, we did push-ups for the first time. This past Tuesday, we did push-ups for the first time. I know I can do those on my own at home, but Joe said, okay, do this. And the past 2 days, in my shoulders, my pecs, whatever, I'm sore. I'm in pain.
Good.
But that pain isn't like a, oh, gosh, this hurts and I don't want to do it again. It makes me feel as if I'm actually doing something correct in the gym with Joe's guidance.
Thanks a ton, Nick. Good job.
And you do this for anybody, right? I mean, you can do this for anybody listening, right?
Absolutely. I do it just about every day, just about every day of the week. And I've gotten the same sort of rapport. It feels really good to hear you say the things. I'm smiling on my end, you know, because I think, I don't know if you've had this experience, Pete, but sometimes you'll tell Scott something, he goes, okay. And in that okay is like, yeah, I'll do that. And I'm going to hate it, but I guess I'll just do it and agree for the moment. So there's just a conversion happening, and yes, I do that for a lot of other people throughout the week.
It's a lifestyle now, which is good.
And
it's becoming a lifestyle with you. I'd say, Joe, he's about 80% there. What would you say?
80% towards his goal?
80% towards being 100% towards committed to working out and changing his entire life.
Oh, towards committed. I would, okay. I'd say 70. I'd say 70.
70%.
There's some more, you know, I don't want to lowball him. I think there's more that we can expect out of Scott, and it's going to be, the excitement is going to continue. So just expect more changes. And that's why I give him a lower number, because
Let's get you to 80% by next week.
One thing that I do like, and I don't know if this is the right way to go about it or not, but Joe and I talk throughout our workout. We both went to school at SIU at different times.
You did?
Yeah, he went to SIU. He used to listen to me on the radio. We can talk about the bars or what the campus and whatnot. And, you know, he's like, okay, give me 20 of these. I don't keep count. I let him keep count, and we have a conversation as best we can while I'm working out, and it's like the 45 minutes go by in no time at all.
I got to buy you a heart monitor for your birthday. That's your birthday gift.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's on the to-do list.
Yes, heart monitor.
April 30th, buddy.
I know, but you need one now in March.
Yeah.
What are you doing for your birthday, Scott?
I have no idea.
Great question. Testing you right now you don't know.
I think it's during the week, so let me see.
Yes.
My birthday's on a Wednesday, so...
get ready.
Working and going
home. The weekend before and after.
Yeah, we'll see.
Uh-oh.
I mean...
Wow. Joe Martinez, Creative Fitness. Joe, if people want to get in touch with you, where can they call you? What's your website?
The phone number is 773-710-0100. That's 773-710-0100. And the website is creativefitnesschicago.wordpress.com.
Got it. Joe, good to talk to you. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, buddy.
You too, gentlemen. Thanks.
All right. Joe Martinez, Scott Strainer at 720 WGN.